Hello and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for January 2017. The new year will see the days slowly lengthening, but given clear skies, there is plenty to view at night at this time of the year. One interesting note, on the 4th of January, the Earth will be at perihelion, or the closest point in its orbit around the Sun. Starting as always with the Moon, the full moon this month will be on the 12th, followed 2 weeks later by the new moon on the 28th. The Moon orbits the Earth in around 28 days, so a lunar month is 2 or 3 days shorter than the calendar month, and for this reason, cultures that adopt a lunar month will have 13 months in their year. Now on to the planets that are visible this month. The best time to see Mercury is around 7:30 in the morning, during the middle of the month, just before sunrise. As always, be very careful if you use binoculars to look for it, in case the sun catches you unawares. It will be just about 4 degrees above the horizon in the southeast. Venus will still be shining brightly in the evening at the end of the month. It will be the very bright object visible just after sunset in the southwest. Mars is still on view this month. You will catch it about 22 degrees above the south-southwest horizon around 6 p.m. at the beginning of the month. However, the view through a telescope will be quite disappointing as it is still very far away. Jupiter is still magnificent to look out for in the early morning at the end of the month, an obvious bright object reasonably high in the sky in the south. Binoculars on a tripod, or a small telescope if you have one, will give great views of the four Galilean moons, and possibly some of the stripes on the planet itself. If you have a reasonably high-powered telescope, you will be able to see the stripes, or to give them the correct names, the belts and the zones. See if you can see elongated dark spots within these belts. These are called barges, and there's been a lot of barge activity over the last few months. Also check out on the internet when you might go and see the Great Red Spot. This surface feature is a gigantic storm, many times the size of the Earth, that is dredging up red colour gases from deep inside Jupiter's gaseous atmosphere. Saturn is a morning object best seen around 6:30 a.m. towards the end of the month. Look out for the bright yellow object in the southeast at around 8 degrees above the horizon. The rings will be a magnificent sight in even a small telescope or binoculars. The only meteor shower of note this month is the Quadrantids. Peaking around early morning on the 4th of January, the expected ZHR is around 120. ZHR stands for zenithal hourly rate. This is simply a measure of the expected activity that you may be able to see if the radiant, or the apparent source of the shower, was directly overhead and there were perfect viewing conditions. They should be particularly good this year as there is no moon to drown out the view. Comet 45P may make a faint naked eye appearance early this month at magnitude plus 7.1. Comet behaviour is always hard to predict, but it may be a good sight through binoculars. To find the comet, trace a line from Vega to Altair, and then repeat the line in the same direction. Now on to constellation watching. Orion is still magnificent in the east in the evening, moving to the south around midnight. Let's use Orion to find Leo. Look at Orion, now turn 90 degrees to your left. Look for a backward question mark in the sky. This is the lion's head, and is sometimes called the sickle. The bright star at the bottom of the sickle is called Regulus. To the left you will see a flat oblong of stars, with a fairly bright star called Denebola, to the left as a point or tail. This is the lion's body. Now all you have to do is to imagine a set of front and back paws. Going back to Orion, you can use the three stars of Orion's belt to find two interesting stars. Follow them down to the left, and you will find the brightest star in the night sky. This is called Sirius. Now track Orion's belt to the right, and you'll come across a red star called Aldebaran, or the Eye of Taurus the Bull. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for over this coming month. There is plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or in an astronomy book or sky map, to see what else is out there and where to look for it. As always, another useful tool is a planisphere, which you can use to find out exactly what is overhead at any time and date of the year. and these are readily available from any good bookshop. That's all for now. Listen out next month for February's highlights. Bye for now.